Do you want me to like sing it, like kind of mumble through it, like to put you in the right headspace? You don't give me back. It's the theme song.
Yeah, but you do it again. Yeah, you gotta get it right. It's the Who Cares podcast. There's no use in trying to be professional here.
We can always try.
We can always try, but sometimes it just does not happen on a rainy day. Stop fake snapping. It's the Who Cares podcast with Jackson.
And Mark.
And Mark just revealed that he cannot snap.
Well, you've known that for a while.
Yeah, but I forget these things.
But I've just discovered that if I make that noise, then it sounds like I'm snapping.
It doesn't, though.
Yeah, it does, and because even you said it did, that I can fake it. No, and if I can fake it, I can make it.
No, faking it's...
And that's what they say.
Sad, though.
I have never claimed that my life is anything but
especially
sad.
Especially when you're faking snapping. Like, if you're going to fake something, fake like being a wrench or fake
we
being
all,
cool.
We all have our shortcomings, our disabilities that we were born with. You can't smell, and I can't snap, and I think that that makes us a good balance.
Yeah. Like, for those times that we need to smell and snap at the same time.
Yeah.
All those times.
I want to know what those times would be. That's just... I don't know.
They'll come.
My brain's going to a dark place thinking about that.
Yeah, so we haven't been together on a podcast in a couple weeks.
I know. Well, first we had the holiday, Easter. You know, Easter, for all you non-Catholics out there. And then I have just been buried in a nightmare of work. And I still technically am. And I actually should probably be doing my taxes right now instead of doing this. But this is more fun than taxes.
Yeah, you sent to me earlier, like, hey, what are taxes due? Or
well, it's like I have to do my taxes this weekend. And you're like, they're due, like in 2 days. They're due on the 17th, which I think is a Tuesday.
This poor fat bee chick.
Is that a woman or a man?
It's a girl.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a kid or an adult? I can't really see it from here.
It's
talking into a shelf.
It's a child. Yeah, so we're on location at my lady Sam's house.
Yeah, you've heard about her.
I mean,
now
wait,
we're broadcasting
hold on.
From her.
What? I've never said her name. I'm just gonna say my lady.
Yeah. Well, you
shit.
Just said her name.
It's hard to do that over. It's hard to cut music. Damn.
Yeah. What's wrong with saying her name?
I don't know. Okay, that's fine. I just never said it on tape. It's weird.
Well, that is.
It makes it even weirder than I'm here.
It's one of those. What's the word? Like thresholds in a relationship. You cross that line, and now it's like here's another milestone.
You cross that line, some asshole saying your name on a stupid podcast.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, I say my wife's name all the time.
Well, that's your yeah. Okay. Anyway, so we're here, and we're just chilling, and I don't know why we decided to do it here. It was a victim of circumstance. I was a victim of circumstance.
Well, no, it was, you know, because we've been so, and I'm like, we need to do a recording this weekend. And to make it easier to make sure it could happen, I was like, I don't care where we do it. We do it at the studio. We do it at your house, my house. But then I was also like, if Sam doesn't mind hosting us, we'll do it there. Just that way so you don't, you know, because you're fresh, exciting times. You're having fun, and I don't want to pull you away from it for too long.
I don't mean to digress, but I'm going to digress.
Okay.
You don't know, you're left from your right.
Why?
When I was setting up the Adobe Audition, I go, okay, where is it? And you go, click on the thing on the top right of the screen. and I couldn't find it. And then you clicked on the thing on the top left. And then I said, what time is it? And you're like, it's 7:14. Look at the clock at the top right and left part of every computer screen ever. And it's on the top right part. So
yeah,
you're stupid.
I'm Lex Dixick, and that's not my fault.
Lex Dixick. I've never heard that one.
I'm the Lex Dixick atheist who believes in the power of dog.
That's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get it? Do you get what I'm saying with
How do I make this thing small? You just keep talking and it'll get small. I got it. I figured it out, yeah.
Okay. You good? Yeah. Jackson figured out how to get it
small. Cold water and mom porn.
Now, maybe it's probably not a good idea that we're at Sam's house and you can make it small again. I don't know.
I wish I had a drum kit with me. Oh, wait. I do have a drum kit with me.
Oh, let's not pull that up. Okay. So you had something you said you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. I got a funny story for you.
Okay.
So, and it's this, I mean, it doesn't really fit into anything, but it fits into my life.
It fits into your life, and that's all
Friday the
13th,
too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And I really wanted to, and there was two opportunities where there was a perfect life opportunity to tell you about this. But I couldn't because I had to save it for the podcast. Because in any other situation, I would have told you right away. In both of these circumstances, and you'll know in a second what I'm talking about. But so Friday, right? Was that Friday? It was Friday. I go to get weed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm poor as shit. You know, okay. I'm poor as shit.
So and, nothing new. Yeah. Audience knows all of this. Yeah, you're constantly smoking weed, and you have no money.
Yeah. And but it's a Friday, and I really wanted to smoke, and so I got weed with my last a little bit of money. And I'm on the way back from getting weed. I'm at the gas station. And I see a coffee can on the island right next to the pump. And I paid no attention. And then I realized there was
a coffee can?
Coffee can. Like, it wasn't actually a coffee can. It was an oatmeal can.
Okay. I actually know the end of this story. Continue.
It's an oatmeal can.
Without knowing it, I know the end of this story.
And there's a bag of blunts next to it. I'm like, all right, that's kind of suspicious. So, and by the way, the title for this episode is Cannabis Camera.
Cannabis Camera?
Yes.
Okay.
So I look down and it's closed and I open it and there's a shitload of weed in there.
So you just found this can?
Found this can.
Full of pot.
I cover it back up. I turn around. I look around like suspiciously. Like I really thought that somebody with a camera was going to pop up and be like, you're on some kind of game show. Like
you're on Cannabis Camera.
Either that or the cops, you know. Or some thugs, like, what are you doing? And then
the can of pot is just tied to a string, and the cops just sort of rail you off.
So I go
back
to
the police station.
I go back to it. I look around again. I grab it. I put it onto my coat. I get in the car, and I drive away.
So wait a minute. So tell me again. Where did you find this?
Is it at the gas station? That's probably not the best idea.
No. But like, you found it just outside of a gas station.
Outside of a gas station.
Okay. Yeah. Just in the middle of the road.
Yeah. And I debated on telling this story on the air on WZLX, but it's a bad idea. I can be a marked man. I found 30 grams of free weed.
That's so weird. And you're fine smoking it. Like, you don't think that there's something wrong with it.
I had Sam inspect it. Before I smoked any of it.
Is she like an expert?
No, but she can smell and I can't smell. And so there was nothing weird in it. And
well, now wait a minute. That's weed you just gave to my wife.
Yeah, I sold it.
Did you just give my wife poison weed?
No, I've smoked it myself. It's perfect. Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's insane.
Is that great, though?
That's and like it, finding money, but
yeah,
not.
Yeah, exactly like
Who
finding
money.
Who
would just leave a can of that just sitting out?
Some idiot. And there's somebody sitting around right now, either embarrassed as shit and not telling anybody, or telling his friends how pissed he is that he left a fucking thing of weed in.
And so what, you said it was next to, like, what was it? Next
there was an empty, like, bag of blunt wraps.
It was empty. Like, there was nothing in it.
Oh, I don't know about the bag of blunt wraps. I saw the weed and ran.
Because I'm just trying to think, like...
There was nobody around. I mean, there was a guy next to me getting gas, and he kind of saw me doing it, but he was on the phone. He was kind of not paying attention. And,
he was on the phone telling this motherfucker's taking the fucking drugs.
No,
get out here.
No, if it was his, he would have done something.
See, I'm just trying to think, because, like, it's probably like... When you leave, like, a cup of coffee on the roof of your car and drive off without it,
yeah.
Like, they must have had the can... Like, you're obviously not going to put that on the top of your car, but, like, while you're rolling or while you're getting gas...
I don't know why they would put it there.
Rolling
you don't get the gas station island, like,
yeah.
To, like, the right of the base of the gas station.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, either it's, like, two
and
guys...
And the right, by the way, not the... Because it's on this side, because you can't tell your left from your right.
Hate you.
Yeah, no, I just that was a callback.
I hate you. Well, no, but think about it. Like it's either like it's a dude who's like it's probably two dudes. One's rolling a blunt while the other one's pumping the gas.
Yeah,
and then he forgets to put the can in the car, and they just drive off without it. And those guys are probably crazy pissed right now.
Yeah, dude, they're still talking about it today. I mean, right? They would, right, 2 days later, wouldn't you be?
I mean, it depends. Either that was a lot of weed for them, or that was not a lot of weed for them.
I mean, it seemed like a lot of weed.
I mean, because that sounds like that's their walking around weed. Like, you know, where people say, like, that's walking around money.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had just quiet an ad because I can't get the song that I was...
Yeah, we're playing music off of YouTube now on the iPad.
I'm trying to be apropos here on radio, and it's going to work in a second because we're going to keep talking about this for a minute, right? Yeah.
What,
I'm just ramping up here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ramping up until I can get the song playing, and here we go.
That's fantastically crazy, though.
On Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. After I spent all my money. And that's the ironic part.
This is what I'm fucking talking about, Jackson. Shit.
Wait,
even...
wait.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. Shit evens out for you. And that's what drives me crazy about being your friend, because it's like a Seinfeld thing. You always even out.
Even
like,
Stevens.
You know, it's Friday the 13th, the unluckiest day of the year for most people. And you started off unlucky.
I was feeling pretty low.
You're needing your stuff. You don't have any money, and then you just find a can full of it. Who the fuck does that?
The problem is, I found the can full of it after I spent the last money I had on it, but I re-embellished the money by selling it.
And so this was Friday, you said, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, of course, Friday the 13th. So you know what I was doing Friday the 13th? I was at work, being driven insane by the person I work for, who is insane. And then I get on the train to head back home, and I'm on the subway heading to the train station. And get to the first, you know, I'm getting on the train, on the subway, and get to the first stop where people are getting on. And this fat Bostonian drunk, he was basically like, you know, he starts talking because he's got the thick accent. He's almost as if like the very city of Boston just congealed into a drunken human being. And he just oozes onto the train. He's like, he looks at me because I'm standing at the door. He's like, are you this train going to Park Street? And I'm like, yeah, it's going to Park Street. He's like, yeah. And then he stands there, and for up until the next stop, he's trying to not fall over because he's so drunk. Mm. And then we get to Government Center, and he steps off with everybody. And then he comes back on just before the train doors close. He looks at me, and he goes, that's not fucking Park Street. And I'm like, yeah, I never fucking said it was Park Street. What the fuck's wrong with you?
You gotta stop giving these bums bad directions, man.
So that's what I'm dealing with. Well, you're having a magical, magical weed adventure.
It was magic. It was like Christmas morning.
It was like little fairies of pot bringing you drugs. And meanwhile, like, I'm dealing with Boston drunks. But you just punched yourself in the face with a microphone.
No, it didn't actually hit me.
I want you to get punched in the face.
It was bad sound, but it didn't hit me.
But speaking of Subway, I have another thing I made a note of the other day that I wanted to complain about. I don't know if you've seen this phenomena.
Phenomenon.
Boop, beep, ba-doo-doo. Have you seen these idiots with the little, like, cripple scooters, is what I call them?
No.
All right. So people, like, hurt their legs or whatever. Instead of being decent fucking human beings and just getting a pair of crutches or, like, a cane or something to hobble along with, they get these things that look like razor scooters with, like, bicycle wheels on them.
No, I haven't seen
it. It's like a three-wheel thing. It's
another
cart.
Advantage of not taking the train.
It's a cart, and they get on this thing. It's got handlebars. It's got a platform that you rest your knee. You bend your knee. You put your full, like, lower leg onto it.
Oh, okay.
In, like, a half-kneeling position.
Yeah, I've seen.
And then you just sort of, like, I guess you put your weight on your knee, and you just kind of push yourself along with your other foot.
Yeah.
And it's got three big-ass wheels. And it's fucking huge. It's like bigger than a goddamn baby carriage. It's almost as big as a bicycle. And they use this fucking thing to maneuver around. And I'm looking at these idiots.
You gotta be pretty athletic to do it.
Well, exactly. It's like, it can't be comfortable. It certainly is not more comfortable than using crutches. B, it's huge and cumbersome. So how, like, you're just having a huge pain in the ass time getting on and off trains and in and out of doors. And C, it takes up a ton of space. I don't understand what moron invented this thing. Like, I don't know. If you haven't seen it, I mean, it's
I haven't really seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
It's the dumbest fucking thing, and it's so infuriating because they're always getting on the train when it's the crowded, when it's the crowdedest.
When it's the crowdedest? You should be all one of those with your brain.
and I can't fucking stand it. I can't stand it.
So anyway, I told you about my little adventure. That's pretty much... I thought that was an excellent story, and it was really hard for me to hide it from you when the last 2 days.
You just wanted to tell me about it. You were so excited.
Yeah, it was very exciting. And plus, and then I didn't want you to find out like this and then think that I was trying to rip you off by selling you weed that I found, but hey, that's the dig, man.
Well, you know, as long as my wife doesn't die in the next couple of days.
Yeah, no, she'll be fine.
Foaming at the mouth. Yeah. Well, because there's this thing I've been hearing about. I was reading about, apparently there's like this like cannabis syndrome or something like that, that where people who smoke too much start getting like really nauseous and painful cramps and vomit constantly.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I have heard of that, yeah.
I was reading an article.
That's not happened here, though.
Yeah, I was reading an article where they were saying that the well, not the cure, but the way to relieve that is you just take a hot shower.
I mean, that relieves most things anyway. Like, yeah. Most, like, substance-brought-on situations.
But it's just weird, because it's like, weed is supposed to be so good for so many things, that why would it be causing stomach cramps and nausea that nobody can because doctors can't seem to explain it. Like, people come into the emergency room and doctors don't know what's going on.
I don't mind seeing hefty women dance.
And that
it makes me laugh every time.
Maybe that's it. Maybe if you minded seeing hefty women dance,
I just had sickness. I'm just pulling up my soundboard, just making sure it works, and it works.
I don't mind seeing hefty women dance.
Super Dave Osborne.
So I have something I want to rant about.
Yes,
and I kind of warmed you up about this, but so the whole Me Too movement, right? And that's perfect intro
Thank
to this.
You. Thank you.
So the whole Me Too movement, we've kind of touched upon this a little bit when we gave you the opportunity to rant about Louis C.K. and your hatred,
yeah,
your venomous hatred for him.
I don't like him.
And there's a lot of people that have been coming up, and we've talked about it at length, and it's all kind of thing where it's like, yeah, it pisses me off. Like, I like Louis. I don't care what you say. And it kind of was shitty that he was involved in it. And there's all these other people. And it's
involved
shitty just to see.
Involved in masturbating in front of people, yeah, without their permission.
Just, it's shitty to see all these people.
I don't even want to do it in front of myself.
Yeah. But even, like, you know, guys like Jeffrey Tambor.
It's
like,
weird
I love
to see
Jeffrey
that
Tambor.
My girlfriend and her mom next door.
Yes. But like,
ooh,
guys,
I've never
like,
called her that either. Shit, I gotta. I gotta stop this.
She's gonna be listening to this. But anyway, finally,
this man.
Is this all directed towards you?
Yeah.
Are you? This is all your self-loathing?
Yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
So the one I read about, actually, it was like a week ago, but it's been too long since we've been here. But it really, really pissed me off. And that's John Kricfalusi, the creator of Ren and Stimpy. Okay.
I'm listening.
You love Ren and Stimpy, right?
Of course.
Everybody fucking loves Ren and Stimpy.
It's
the whole
weird, but
time he's doing Ren and Stimpy, he's using it an opportunity to sleep with underage women.
Jesus, that's bad.
Isn't that fucked up?
Man, I was going to play something that I was going to play this.
Who cares about the thing you guys are talking about?
But no, that should be something new.
Doesn't that fucking
about.
Just like for me now, I'm an animator, like we've talked about. Like I'm a professional animator. I went to school for animation, and John Kay, you can always tell that he was kind of like, he's a kind of a creep.
Does he look like the cartoon of him? There's a cartoon of him, isn't it? Does he look like a short, fat, bald man?
No.
Oh, why do I think he looks like that?
He's not short or fat.
Or bald.
He's not bald at all.
Okay,
he's got big, shaggy hair.
Well, sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some.
I mean, he did a lot of characters of Ralph Bakshi, he's not short, but he's fat and balding.
Okay, maybe I'm just putting characters together now.
Probably. Well, we'll talk about it after the show. I'll show you pictures. But, he has a penchant for drawing, overly sexualized women. But a lot of animators do that, because in general, animators are a bunch of, like, immature creeps. So I always kind of
We know about that.
Yeah. So I always knew that, like, he was like that. But what's come out recently is that he was using his position.
Yes, you are. No, I'm not infinity. Yes, you are infinity plus one.
So what he was doing, apparently, was using his notoriety for being such a famous animator and for creating Ren Stimpy, that when he got fan letters from young female fans, he would start to pursue them romantically and sexually. And during the time he was producing shows like Ren and Stimpy, he had girlfriends who were like, in their mid-teens. And he would, have inappropriate pictures of them.
So what exactly are you mad at him?
I'm mad at him.
Okay, good. I thought you were mad about the accusations.
No. Okay, well, if you're not, I'm not upset about the accusations. I think they should have come out sooner. And I'm mad at him.
Yeah, what a dick.
I'm mad at him, and I'm mad because apparently this was another one of those fucking known secrets in his circle. Like, people who worked with him knew about this, and they never said anything about it.
I'm sorry, I just got distracted. I get distracted by audio all the time. Too much.
And so the thing is that what really pissed me off is that as an animator, I, you know, when I was studying and stuff, like, I always really, like, I knew this guy was probably a creep, but I didn't think he'd be a creep like that.
Yeah.
And I always respected his, because it's the thing, he's contributed so much to the industry, and he's a great artist. And this is a real, like, he's transformed the animation industry.
You know what you sound like right now?
What do I sound like?
Louis C.K. talking about Bill Cosby.
Do I? I didn't hear him talk about Bill Cosby.
Everybody but talks about Bill Cosby
for
like
comedians,
that.
It's kind of the same thing. And it's exactly like that, because Bill Cosby, you know, he was revolutionary in what he did. And then you find out he's doing this stuff. And then you just feel betrayed.
So
you know?
Maybe you should slow your roll there on that, fucking talking about how good he was.
No, because that's what upsets me. And that's why I feel personally betrayed by him.
Yeah.
That he was doing this stuff.
Hey, this goes out to that guy.
Exactly.
Boo. Shame on you. Ooh. Why can't I get the levels right? I just can't do it.
No soup for you.
No soup for you, asshole.
But anyway, I just had to vent about that a little bit in a public forum because it made me very angry.
Shame.
Like, I was reading it on the train a few weeks ago when I read like a week ago, and it, like, you've read like an article that just makes you like angry.
Yes.
You know, and that's what it did. It made me like angry, and I was just like, this sucks. Like, this is horrible. Because it's beyond even just the kind of stuff that, I mean, you know, what Bill Cosby did was terrible because he was, like, you know, raping people. But this is underage people. This is children, which makes it, to me, even worse.
And, yeah, it's all bad. And now I'm going to play the Kinks Sunday Afternoon.
very inappropriate.
No, it's not. It's appropriate. It's an appropriate song. The Kinks. We're going to cut this part out.
Yeah. Are we? I thought we weren't supposed to cut out anything. I thought we were supposed to be good at this.
No, we can actually. Well, I'm just looking up. I didn't get the song beforehand. This is one of those songs that we're gonna vibe over. You see? Yes. Because I don't know. It's a good song for a day like this.
Hey, no ad this time.
Huh?
No ad this time.
No ad this time. No, we've gotten through. We've made it.
And
yeah.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in.
This is how I was feeling. And then I found a fucking shitload of weed.
So now you have to have a song queued up for how you would feel after that.
This song. I mean, no. Well, this song ends up happy after a while, I think.
So, let's share a little behind the scenes for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Just for something to talk about.
Well, we only have 8 more minutes.
Yeah, so we'll round it out on this.
Yeah, perfect.
The WBUR contest.
Yes.
So there's a radio contest from WBUR is a radio station.
Yeah,
right?
It's NPR.
It is NPR. Okay. Yeah, I knew it had something to do with NPR, but I wasn't sure. Anyway, they're doing like a contest for radio shows. So Jackson and I are going to be pitching a show to them. And now you're the one who came up with that idea, and I was meaning to ask you, like, how do you feel? Because, I mean, you're technically, you know, you're a radio professional. You're a producer of a morning show on Boston that's very popular. You're very rather well known. You know, how does it feel to you entering a contest to get your own show?
I never even thought of it like that.
No?
No, because, I mean, it feels fine. I don't know. Because this is a whole different avenue that I'm, you know, trying to get it moved. I kind of separate the podcast and the radio show as much as I can, even though they're connected, obviously, all the time, but
yeah.
I don't know, I see it as a separate venture, and so, I don't know, maybe it's naivete, is that the word, right word? But, I mean, maybe when they, you know, see my resume, they'll be like, why are you doing this? But
Well, yeah, because I was looking at it, and I was thinking to myself, because I was kind of starting to think,
and it's
like,
kind of beneath me, I guess.
It's kind of, but it's really, it's more of just, they're doing an open call for submissions.
Yeah, it's not like, which it's not beneath me.
Because I was comparing it to, people pointed out to me recently, in Hyde Park, they're doing this contest where artists get to pitch, like, here's a design I'd like to paint on a
mural?
Electric box or something like that. Uh-huh. One of those, you know, those boxes where all the fuses and crap are for the street lights. And then I was reading about the stipulations of it, and it's like, you know, the artist is responsible for providing their own materials. The artist is responsible, like, if you win, quote unquote, for your design, you're responsible for providing your own materials. You're responsible for providing the labor. You're responsible for stripping.
You win a whole shitload of paint in the ass.
Exactly. You win the right to strip the paint, the old paint, off of one of these boxes, and then prime it and paint your design on it. And it's also your responsibility to protect the box against vandalism while you're doing it. And pretty much work on a design that will.
So back in the day, wasn't it just like this is like bidding on jobs?
Basically, it's exactly what it is. It's like a Huckleberry Finn thing where he tricks you into.
There was a lot of boobies in there. Holy crap! Hold on. If you are listening to this right now, I defy you. I don't defy you. I implore you to go check out the Kink's Sunny Afternoon video on YouTube.
Full screen it.
I just touched boobies while trying to full screen. I just stopped
again
talking
with your long. With your girlfriend and her mom, like just another room away.
I gotta show her this. That's fucking hilarious.
That was. I think your reaction is funnier.
All right, we gotta get Mr. Skin on this. He probably is already. All right, 250.
Quick, call him up on the phone.
Yeah, I don't know him. 258. 258. Wow, that's funny. How'd that get past YouTube? Ooh, that was loud. Sorry.
And actually, YouTube, certain nudity is acceptable on YouTube.
Is that artistic nudity?
I think so.
Wow, that's incredible. That's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, you know, a dead body got allowed on YouTube for a while anyway.
Yeah, but that was by accident.
No, I think it was purposefully on purpose, and then YouTube just wasn't paying attention because that jackass brought a lot of money into them.
Did he?
Yeah.
Man, that was weird. Boobies. And plus, this is a movie, a video from a long time ago.
Yeah.
I should ask your mom about that.
So we'll, I guess we can end that.
What?
On the boobies note.
What?
Because, like, we pretty much run the, end yeah. the show.
No, yeah.
We so we'll just end it on that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Reminding you all to check out the Who Cares podcast on Facebook and Twitter at WCWJM Podcast. That's WCWJM Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. You can find Jackson on Twitter at JacksonWZLX and me at MARZ85, that's Mars85 with a Z, on Twitter.
Loser.
Yeah, what do you want from me? Get on there, like us, talk about us, insult us, berate us, leave comments talking about how shitty we are. Leave no stars. Leave one stars. As many stars as you feel like giving us, but get on there and talk about us. Good night.
And good luck.